Good morning. 6:15 a.m. on July the 29th, 2021. It is I was going to say it's Wednesday, but it's not. It's Thursday. I got pretty close to sunrise this morning. It's sunrise here is around 6:55. I'm sorry, 5:55. Right at the moment. So it was pretty. It was nice. I got a little bit of the pink cloud action going in the photo this morning, the digital. It's quite warm. It's a little bit muggy, but there's a refreshing breeze. I'm not exactly cold. I'm really not exactly cool, but it's comfortable. Lots of different kinds of clouds up there this morning. Not quite that last quarter moon. It's still waning gibbous. But there's some wispy cirrostratus up there. There's a lot of cumulus clouds. Little puffballs here and there. There's a few layers of cloud. Looks like mid-level cumulus off to the northwest. I can't see the northeast. It's quite a lovely morning. It's a the light is the light is really nice. What they're gonna do here. You see, there's a city truck putting down stacks of traffic cones. My head's doing funny things this morning. I'm not quite with it. I've had some breakfast. I've had, about half a cup of really strong coffee. I don't think I got enough sleep last night. That may be the problem. I don't think I got enough sleep. I'm fuzzy. Fuzzy in the haid. It was supposed to be 100 yesterday. It didn't quite make it. It got to like 98, 99. Did a little grilling. It occurs to me that I need to get moving on some of this writing stuff. I haven't really done a lot with it. I went into For the Words and saved my streak and killed one river monster just in case. There's a special event going on until the end of the month. And I just haven't paid any attention to it, but I wanted to get in on the participation trophy. It's funny, the whole time I was working on The File That Never Ends, I kept thinking about, okay, Wizard's Cat, that's going to be fun. Now I'm sort of working on The Wizard's Cat, and all I can think about is The File That Never Ends. And it's silly, because I got a bunch of stuff that I have to do that doesn't involve actually coming up with new words or fixing old words. It's packaging. The mechanics. I have, if you're watching audiobooks, whether it's on Audible or someplace else, you should start to see Ravenwood show up. It showed up on Chirp. I don't know where else it might show up. But the audiobook version of Ravenwood, narrated by Veronica Jaguer, is up. It's available. It'll be up on Audible eventually. It takes a long time for Audible to approve a book, which means I should be uploading Zephyra's Call next. So that it can be working its way through. I also need to put the typography, the layout, on top of the art that EJ did and make the final pass through to turn that into a book so I can hand it all off to her for publication. The book is just sitting there. It just needs me to format it and put it together. And pass it across the desk to my co-author. I'm doing that on purpose. so that she will have a book in her own name. In large part because she really has been the driver on this. As much as either of us are the driver. Trying to get her enthusiastic about writing and publishing again.
Good morning.
Good morning. She's doing a lot of YouTube work, but coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, more post. Monetizing YouTube is quite a challenge these days. But I got thinking about it, talking to people, it's like, what are you working on? It's like, well, define what are you working on. For the last month, almost 2 months now, I think, I haven't been working on much, to be frank. I've been reading. I've read a lot. I blew past my 90 title reading goal sometime early in the month. I'm at, 100, 110 titles for the year so far. I haven't been playing Mass Effect as much. I haven't been playing anything. There were a couple of days I did a lot of solitaire mahjong. That's funny. The Jane Linscold books taught me the names of the tiles. The four winds, the four dragons. No, three dragons. Flowers. Yeah, oddly, there's only three dragons. I thought they were coming right up behind me there for a minute. I don't know what's going on. nothing good, that's for sure. A little tiny tomato plant with one little tiny tomato, it's like one cherry tomato hanging off it, like a lamp post for fairies or something. But knowing the names of the tiles, brain fog, knowing the names of the tiles makes it easy to remember, okay, I've seen a flower, where is the flower? I've seen an exposed six bamboo. Where did I see a six bamboo? Where did I see three coins? The character ones are the interesting one. A lot of the names have been, like, it's the coins are normally referred to as dots. Technically, it's all about all of the numbered tiles are about money. So it's not actually bamboo, it's a string of coins. And the character tiles, the ones that have a number and then a red character on it, the character is 1,000. So the tile's name is like 2,000. The dragons, the winds, the flowers, they don't have, they don't have money associated with them as far as I know. But knowing the names of the tiles made it easier for me to remember. I've seen one of those before, And the challenge is to reset your brain between games. Just when I started, it was like taking me like 20 minutes to figure out, to clear them out. Morning. So now I have to chop that out because I didn't tell him I was recording. It's a little easier now to do that because I finally got my Linux machine to recognize, to get the Audacity installation to play the sound. The Linux machine has been a little flaky again. It wasn't booting. It'd be running along fine. there's some sort of runaway process that happens. After it's been running for a while, fan comes on, stays on, even though I'm not doing anything on it. So there's some kind of runaway process on it. I backed up my home directory last night, and I'm playing with the idea of taking the drive down, all the way down, and then reinstalling everything, which would be a massive pain in the butt. I did do a repair cycle on it, and there were a couple of missing pieces. So maybe I've solved the problem, I don't know. Okay, why is this open? That's not good. The telephone junction box was open on the side of the garage. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.